So, you have a new Star Wars show for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
It's gonna be about this badass space bounty hunter in Mandalorian armor dealing with bad guys.
That's... okay, we already have that show.
Yeah, no, that's true, but this one would be about Boba Fett.
Oh, people love that character and that thing he did in the original trilogy where he was... you know, briefly in it.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like an origin story or something? Because he fell into a Sarlacc pit and died.
Oh, well, no, actually, see, he didn't die. At the beginning of this, we find out he survived.
Wow, how'd he get out of the Sarlacc pit?
By getting out of it.
That makes sense, actually. That was a good strategy on his part.
Yeah, so it seems like his armor helped him survive, but then some Jawas steal it from him and leave him for dead.
Freaking Jawas.
And then he gets picked up by some Tusken Raiders.
Freaking Tusken Raiders.
No, he actually ends up becoming friends with them.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, so see, the show's actually gonna follow Boba Fett in his new role as a crime boss on Tatooine, right?
Right.
But whenever he takes a dip in a Bacta tank, we're gonna see flashback dreams and nightmares and stuff of him bonding with the Tuskens.
Oh, watching an older man have nightmares while bathing is tight.
Okay.
And so what kind of important stuff are we learning from these flashbacks?
A little baby lizard latched onto his brainstem, and so he walked around and got a cool branch and made it into a pointy stick with his new friends.
Oh. Alright,
so now he's got a pointy stick and he's learned the value of friendship or something. Anyway, all his friends die.
Oh my god.
We're also gonna flash back to when he saved Fennec Shand's life and asked for her help.
Help to do what?
To go back inside the Sarlacc pit to get his armor. He wants his armor back.
Didn't you say he crawled out of the Sarlacc pit with his armor in the first episode?
Oh yeah, whoops.
Whoopsie.
So anyway, they become friends and go to become crime bosses on Tatooine.
What kind of crimes are they gonna do?
Not a single one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they mostly walk around town trying to get people to respect them, but nobody does because there's like four of them. Yeah, that's a pretty tiny crime boss team.
But at a certain point, they're gonna hire this young gang of cool-looking cyborgs.
And what's their deal?
Well, they look like they're from Back to the Future too, and they have these very colorful Vespa scooter things.
It doesn't feel like it fits with the vibe or look of Tatooine at all.
Yeah, but counterpoint, colors are fun to look at. I like to look at them.
That is a good point. I like purple.
So they're gonna have this big old chase scene with the mayor's assistant. It's gonna be super slow-paced.
Very exciting. Wait, did you say slow-paced?
And they find out the mayor's working with these bad guys called the Pikes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so there's a war coming to town.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so then Mando's gonna be trying to use that darksaber he has, but he's not super good at it.
Wait, Mando?
Yeah, you know, Din Djarin, played by Pedro Pascal. So anyway, he's gonna be...
well, hold on, that's a different show. That's The Mandalorian.
Yeah, well, see, I was getting kind of bored, and I really like The Mandalorian, so I figure we do a couple episodes of that show.
Where's Boba Fett gonna be?
Yeah, doesn't matter, he'll be off screen doing something or other.
What's the show called again?
The Book of Boba Fett.
But he's not in several of the episodes.
Yeah, no, he's not. Baby Yoda will be, though.
Oh, my little green money baby.
And freaking Luke Skywalker, too, who sometimes looks like a real person.
Nice.
Anyway, so we're gonna spend a solid 20 minutes on Mando putting together a new ship.
Why?
Because he needs a new ship.
All right.
And then Luke's gonna give Baby Yoda a choice, you know, either continue your Jedi training with me or go back with the Mandalorian.
What does he choose?
Well, he chooses to go back with Mando because he likes him a lot.
So the whole main storyline of the first two seasons of The Mandalorian trying to get this baby Yoda to a Jedi, that's just kind of undone in two episodes of a different show.
Yes. Well, okay then. So then finally Mando joins Boba Fett and it's time for war against the Pikes.
Oh boy.
So Boba Fett is like, well, I guess we could go set up in this bunker type thing that I have, but then one of the cyborg kids is like, no, we're gonna stand up and fight right here in the busy part of town where all the people are.
That doesn't make any sense.
So Boba Fett's like, yeah, okay, that sounds good.
It doesn't though.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be kind of a recurring thing in this show. Boba Fett's gonna order people to do stuff and they're gonna be like, no. And he's gonna be like, okay,
really?
Yeah, so then there's this big old war on the streets of Tatooine.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Wow.
And one of the cyborg kids gonna do a little spin move before shooting. It's gonna look very cool, possibly.
Why would he do that?
Because maybe it'll look cool. It might. I don't know.
What tactical advantage does doing a little spin give him?
Well, now he'll be, I don't know, dizzy, I guess,
before aiming.
Listen, sir, he's gonna do a spin move, all right? I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about it.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that little thing of yours.
And then there are gonna be these big droids with massive shields, and they start firing all over the place.
Uh-oh.
And everybody's shooting at these shields, but they're impenetrable.
So why bother shooting?
Unclear. And so Boba Fett is like, these droids are gonna destroy the city if we don't stop them.
Yeah, man, well, it sounds like that's gonna be hard to do.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, see, he goes to get this big old Rancor that he knows and learned how to ride off screen, and this thing starts destroying the city.
I guess that's helpful.
And with the help of the Rancor, they get those freaking shields down.
Ah, so now everybody can fire on the droids.
Yeah, but no, they're gonna stop shooting the droids at this point now that the shields are down.
What? Why?
Unclear. And so then Boba Fett's gonna have a big showdown with Cad Bane.
Wait, who's Cad Bane?
Oh, he's like the big bad guy of the show. We're gonna introduce him in like the before to last episode. I feel like if you want this showdown to have any weight, you should maybe introduce him earlier and spend some time building up this rivalry of theirs. Well, fans of the Clone Wars know this is a pretty big deal.
What about other people?
No.
Maybe we should...
Well, there's not really time for it, sir. But we're gonna spend 2 episodes with the Mandalorian.
Yeah, and 20 minutes of one of those episodes is him building a ship that he wants.
Okay, but maybe we cut down a little on that stuff and spend more time building up the protagonist and the antagonist.
No.
Oh, okay.
And so Boba Fett wins, and now he's a good guy with a heart of gold.
That's... Alright, that's not really Boba Fett's deal.
Just an old softy who has dreams in his bathtub and goes around town suggesting things and then just doing whatever the other person wants to do.
Alright.
So what do you think?
Well, listen, I think it sounds like some content for sure.
It is, yeah.
And I mean, if we have the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda in the finale, I don't see how people could not like it.
Hi everybody, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. Hope you liked it. And if you hadn't heard, pitch meetings are now on their very own channel. So if you could hit that subscribe button, that'd be very appreciated. You can also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And I'm gonna put my thumb down now.